Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and one of my favorite people to talk to here on the program today, Karen Hibbard, is joining us here a week late, and I know the reason why. you were a little under the weather last Friday.
I was a little under the weather. I was fine. It was just my voice wasn't cooperating with me, and so it was not a good time to even have a face for radio. So thank you for being flexible with me, and Happy New Year to you, Brandon.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. I thought Dave was going to say something, but he's not. So, well, it's good.
She's had enough of me already this week.
I'm sure.
And more coming.
Well, we love getting updates from Convention and Visitors Bureau, and this is my first chance to talk to you here in the new year. So we didn't really kind of prep beforehand, so tell me a little bit what you want to talk about today.
Well, Brandon, it is the new year, and we're excited to kind of give you a sneak peek as to what 2022 is going to hold and give you a wrap-up of what 2021, how we ended 2021. But let's start with great news. It's a new year. It is 2022, and we are eager to share that news. We've got our new visitor's guide that is out, and it's all about celebrations. It is, I don't know if you can see it very well via Zoom.
It's cutting off a little bit, the green screen a little bit.
It has you'll be seeing it along I-70. Certainly, folks, if they would go to our website, visit manhattanks.org, that's very prominent that you can flip through the guide. We're thrilled to be able to have that. As you know, in the past, we had to use our same guide that was created in 2020 for 2 years due to funding constraints and to living with the pandemic. But this year, 2022, we're celebrating much. We're celebrating the fact that we have a great community and we want people to come see it. The cover of it is the Flint Hills Discovery Center, that they are celebrating 10 years. And so throughout this year, there'll be a lot of celebrations that will be taking place. And so we're excited to do that. The guide is also a little bit sleeker this year. Not that we don't have much to talk about. We're talking about it in a very creative way. We are using QR codes. You will find cute QR codes throughout the guide that directs people to use that QR code, and it will direct them to our website to be able to find out more information about all there is to do in Manhattan and the reasons for activities to take place here in our community. So we're eager for people to pick that up. We are eager for our travelers. It's already dispersed along I-70, clear to St. Louis. So as travelers are traveling, they pick that up. They have that opportunity to make plans to come to our community.
All right.
So that's the fun thing. I also wanted to talk a little bit about, and I know our time goes away very quickly, but as we ended the year, I wanted to give us some challenges as well as some thoughts and some data with how we finished 2021. Certainly, Brandon, as we have kicked off the new year, the holidays were just really a week and a half ago that we were ringing in the new year. With that, we were very pleased that we helped spearhead a marketing campaign called The Spirit of the Holidays. If you were in local restaurants or you saw posters around town, you saw posters, coasters, you saw table tents, all driving people to check out our website to see what kind of activity was going on. Certainly, there are three events that are really our signature events. The main signature event is that of the Festival of Lights. And the Festival of Lights, as we all know, the lighting of the tree, the family carnival that takes place, that real pinnacle of the tree that really inspires people throughout the holiday. The Grinch in form of wind took down that tree, and we were very, very disappointed that had to go away. We rang in the new year with the dropping of the ball in Aggieville, and we're off and running. But we certainly want to make sure that our listeners certainly understand that the Festival of Lights, we have that opportunity as a community to donate, to help make the 10th year of the Festival of Lights even brighter than ever before. This 2022 in November, as we light the tree in November of 2022, that will be the 10th year celebration. So again, another reason for us to celebrate throughout the year. But in order to make that come alive, that is not a city entity. That is dedicated businessmen and women and individuals like you and I that donate of their money in which to make that become alive and well and twinkle and sparkle throughout the time. So you have that opportunity to donate to make the Festival of Lights continue to be a reality. That donation button, you can click on that. It's very simple. Again, you can go to our website, visit manhattanks.org, go to the events page. You can find it that way, or you can go to the mhkfestivaloflights.com. Again, that's mhkfestivaloflights.com, and you'll see that opportunity to click on a button and to donate to ensure that in November of 2022, when we light the tree, that tree will be back taller and more beautiful than ever as we celebrate the 10th year, because there's nothing better than to bring joy to people during the holiday time, really throughout the year, but certainly during the holiday time. It's just a magical time that we can all enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm hoping they're going to take this opportunity to make that tree even taller, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go a little taller next year.
Absolutely. Well, it's I can tell you that we were all of us were devastated. And as our visitors come into town during the holiday season, that certainly is something that people are eagerly looking forward to. So I believe it will be back bigger and better than ever before.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good stuff. Anything else on the horizon right now that we're looking forward to?
Well, I wanted to give we have lots of things that we are looking forward to. In the next couple of months, you're going to hear us talking about, we're doing a road show. We actually are taking Manhattan on the road at the end of March. We're partnering with the KSU campus in Olathe. We have already sent out a save the date to countless meeting planners. But our hospitality partners, we will be going to Olathe on March 31st, encouraging meeting planners to attend to learn all there is about Manhattan, to come to meet and to learn and to better your organization as well as yourself. So we're watching this pandemic with great concern, but as Bob Koppel was on earlier today, we believe that if we're smart and pay attention and are respectful of this, our meetings will come back even stronger than before. So we're looking forward to that. Certainly, Brandon, I wanted to share with you, it's been interesting to see how our conferences have fluctuated. As we look at 2021, we hosted 151 conferences here that had almost 16,000 people in attendance using 8,850 room nights with an economic impact of over $12 million. You might go, well, Karen, how did that affect, how did that compare in 2020? Again, in 2020, when we were in the throes of the pandemic, when people were not meeting, we worked directly with 57 conferences that only had about 5,000 people that attended with an economic impact of about $4 million. Now, we also benchmarked that with what did 2019 look like? And again, you can see the ebb and flow. We're getting closer to what we completed 2021 in the fact that 2019, we worked directly with 227 conferences that had about 44,000 people that were in attendance, yielding a little bit over $18 million in economic impact. So again, as we meet, as we bring people into town to meet here, utilizing our meeting and lodging facilities, we all benefit. our restaurants, our attractions, our shops, when there are people and activities in town, it helps make our community be that much more vibrant.
I was going to ask you here, from a regional standpoint, I know that KDOT's going to do like a revamping of the bridge over there at exit, what is it, 303 over by Fort Riley. And there's also a new, I don't know if you've been out by the Alma exit, there's a new truck stop going in there, and they've redone Highway 99. How much is that going to help with tourism here in our region, do you think, having those projects?
Well, I firmly believe that that's a plus. As the more that you have that opportunity to stop those travelers that are traveling along I-70, it might not change their minds immediately, but it certainly can change their plans or introduce them to what is in the region. So to have that opportunity to be able to tell the story of what you can see when you get off of I-70 certainly is a plus for us. So I do look forward to that construction being completed at the intersection of 99 and I-70, certainly at 303. Again, just to be able to tell that story, to be able to stop that traveler, to introduce to them what all they can see and do. Certainly, we know one of our main things that people like to do when they come to Manhattan, Kansas, is go to the Flint Hills Discovery Center. It gives them a deeper appreciation of the Flint Hills. It gives them a deeper appreciation of what all there is to do in the region. So it's a win-win for us.
All right. Well, I see the Flint Hills behind you there, and I was driving through Pottawatomie County yesterday. I went up to Westmoreland, and I can't wait for like a couple months down the road when it starts turning lush and green. I just love that beautiful scenery out there in the country.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a Kansan through and through, and I firmly believe that all four seasons, all 12 months of the year, the Flint Hills are beautiful. There are just some times of the year that they're more magnificent than others.
There's no doubt about that. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Karen, it's so good to talk to you again. And let's give the website again for those that don't, maybe just a little reminder here and where they can find that.
Sure. Our website, and we encourage people to visit our website often. It's visitmanhattanks.org. We look forward to people getting on there, learning things about their home community that maybe they weren't aware of, and just being able to share that website with others so that they can encourage them to come visit in Manhattan.
All right. Well, I'll have to go get my visitor's guide. I always look forward to reading those, so can't
wait. Absolutely. Brandon, stay well. Have a great January. We look forward to seeing you in February as well.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Karen.
All right. Take care.
You bet. That's going to wrap up our program here for this morning. Coming up on Monday, Melissa Kirkwood will join us from the Sunset Zoo. We're going to change up. We'll have the Historical Museum a week later because of the holiday. We'll also hear from Brandon Kieser at the Manhattan Regional Airport and Maddie Ogle from the Manhattan Public Library.